I just love the clap. If I don't do anything else on the podcast, I just want to clap.
Well, as long as you love it. If you like it, I love it.
Love it.
Whatever. Cue the music shouting.
What it do, y'all?
Welcome. Welcome, welcome.
Welcome.
To the Let's Make
Out. Now she said, welcome. Welcome.
Are you done?
Yes.
Welcome to the Let's Make
welcome.
Out.
Welcome.
Oh my gosh.
I love you.
How about you say it?
What up, y'all? Welcome to the Let's Make Out podcast. We are back, episode 4. My wife is hot and even a week more pregnant.
I was wondering where you were going with that. But yes, welcome to the Let's Make Out podcast, you guys, where we make out all things love, life, and laughter.
That's right.
I'm your co-host, Gabrielle, also known as Gabe.
And I am Chad, a.k.a. Babe. And yeah, it was her idea.
What was my idea?
To be Babe.
Oh, yeah. Well, you guys know that already.
Yeah,
well,
you do.
I don't know. You might not know that, but
if you
FYI,
know.
Now you know.
Now you know.
Can I just say that it is really hot in here? It is so
Are y'all
hot
warm as you listening right now?
Woo.
Can look.
You ever just sit at home and the air, I mean, and the heat is just like, why is it so hot right
like
now?
Like, she's for real.
I am for real. Like, as soon as we press record, I got a hat flash.
She's having a breakdown right now.
Sorry.
So if y'all want to feel what we're feeling, then go ahead. If you're in your car right now, turn your heater up. Crank it up and just leave it on. And if you're in the house, bump it up to 80. Crank it up.
Did you say, babe, bump up to 80? Oh, bump it up to 80.
Up to 80.
Okay. I got it, though. I heard it. See?
That was good.
Baby's always talking about me because he will say one thing and I swear I will hear.
But she'll make up, instead of saying, what'd you say, sweetheart? She'll make up a whole...
Well, I just run back what I thought I heard.
So I'll say, let me give you an example. So I'll say, I really want a dog. And she'll be instantly like, you just slayed a hog. But it will be something that doesn't even make any sense. Like, why would I slay a hog?
He's so for real, though. It is legit. Like, where did you pull this out of?
Seriously. Like,
why would I ever say that?
Why would I? It is. It's but every time, y'all. She's like, she won't just say, what'd you say, sweetheart?
No, I just think it's funny.
She cracks me up. I love it.
Anyway, so welcome, you guys. If you'd like to keep up with us, we would love for you to follow us on all of our social media platforms.
That's right.
Let's Make Out Pod on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Let's Make Out Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. And
that's
if
right.
You just go to YouTube and type in Let's Make Out Podcast, you can watch the show. So
that's right.
Definitely keep up with us. Talk to us. Use the hashtag AskGabeAndBabe if you have any questions that you want us to address on mm-hmm. air. And yeah, or if you just want to talk about anything, or the hashtag Let's Make Out Podcast.
That's right.
So
today, what we do this weekend?
Well, so let's see. We just came back from our baby moon weekend.
That's right.
And I don't know how I feel about calling it a baby moon. I guess it was a baby moon because it was a weekend without Chad Jr.
Yes. Well, it was just a baby
moon. It was, you know, time for us
our
last little trip.
Before baby girl comes.
Yeah, exactly. But the whole purpose of the trip was because my best friend got married. Hey,
right.
Shout out to Kurt. Congrats.
That's right.
So we went to the wedding to support him. And basically the entire weekend was full of wedding events.
Because it was a wedding to where a lot of people came from out of town.
Yeah, most guests were from out of town.
Exactly. So they wanted to do like a lot of events to make sure that they, you know, spend enough time with everybody, especially since people, you know, spent their money to come. Mm-hmm. So I get that.
Yeah.
And
completely.
So we had fun, but I was sick the entire time. Like, so that wasn't cool, but I mean, I wasn't a party pooper though.
No, you actually did really good. I was very proud of you because you tend to be.
Usually when I get sick.
Yeah. It's a situation.
Well, I tend to be really manly. Is that what you're saying? I tend to be really manly.
No, you tend to be a big baby when you're sick, but you did really good this weekend. I'm proud of you. You even drank some apple cider vinegar.
Ugh.
Yeah, I was trying to, I was giving this man hot toddies, apple cider vinegar, and he was just not cooperating.
Because all of the above are nasty.
You have to suck
like, why can't hot toddies?
Why can't hot?
Hottie toddies. Yeah, why can't hot toddies, like, taste like?
Like what?
Delicious hot chocolate.
Because it's not a hot chocolate, it's a hot toddy, shawty. It has liquor in it.
We need toddy that tastes like chocolate. That's what we need. Jeez.
Coming from the one that is not really a drinker, so he, I think it's just the taste of the whiskey. It was so nasty. It was really strong. Like,
yeah, exactly.
I smelt it. And
she
smelled it
and she was just like, okay, that does smell very strong.
It was really, really
now, granted,
strong.
She hasn't drunk anything in, you know, what?
I mean, so anything is
many,
like,
many, many months now?
For me, yeah, it's been 9 months. Sheesh. So, no, it's been more than that because...
Technically, it's...
Yeah. I took a break while we was doing all the medication and stuff, too. So, it's been a long, long time.
Craziness.
So, anyway, you're feeling better, though.
I am feeling better. I am... I would say I'm probably 70% there.
Oh, I was going to give you 85. You feel like 70%?
Sheesh. Yeah. 70 to 75%.
I'm going to need you to use these 5 days before the holiday and get back to 100%.
I know, because I...
Yeah.
Well, I think the travel and traveling back home didn't help because I was feeling better.
Yeah.
But it got, you know, I think just the travel makes it worse.
It's not fun.
But, you know, I could be worse. So I'm not complaining.
Okay. You sure? Just
girl.
Just
I'm about, jokes. Girl, do not make us stop this podcast and make out.
So anyway, because we just came back from a wedding, we thought that this was an awesome time for us to talk about weddings on the podcast because we have had a couple of topic suggestions. People would like to know the details behind the scenes of our wedding and what we would have done differently. Like if we could go back, what we would do different. And then someone also asked for like wedding planning advice. Yeah. So I don't really know how good advice we can give you. I mean, we
can tell you what we did, what happened. And
right.
Maybe you can learn some stuff from that or take whatever.
Maybe. So, okay, let's just jump right into it. We've been married 6 years, you guys. So we got married in August.
It's been 6 years.
Of 2011.
Almost 5 months?
What?
Almost 5 months? Six.
Oh, 6 years and almost 5 months. I was like, sweetie, what? 5 months?
That's right.
Yeah. So.
It's crazy.
Our wedding was a long time ago. I feel like it was so long ago.
And our wedding planner was actually at the wedding because she's a really good friend of Curtis's as well, right?
Yeah, we actually met her. I met her through my best friend Curtis, so she was there because her husband was in the wedding. So it was great to see her. We haven't seen
her
since we got married.
I know, it's so weird that was 6.5 years ago almost. Like, wow.
It's so crazy. Yeah, so overall, if you had to rate our whole like wedding experience on a scale of 1 to 10, I guess 10 being like, best ever, perfect situation. What number would you give it?
I mean, on my side, I think, I don't know. I feel like it was, I mean, I got to marry you, Shawty.
Hey,
I mean, so that was a 10. I mean, that's a perfect 10.
She's a 10.
He's a teen. Okay. Oh,
there go that offbeat snapping.
Whatever. That was her snapping. That was her snapping. No, that was Oscar snapping.
No, it wasn't.
Oscar, that wasn't even close. But I would say, I mean, obviously because I got to marry Gabrielle, it was a 10.
Thanks, sweetie.
But like, if I had to think of just like overall, because of some of the stuff that happened on her side.
Yeah.
And then with, you know, stuff with my dad on the day kind of annoyed me a bit. So I would say like a, you know, 9.5.
Oh, that's still really high.
But I mean it's a 10 because I married you.
Yeah,
you
know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I get that. Like, so it was hard a 10 to, because it was our
wedding.
But
outside of Gus getting married,
but
just situation
everything
stuff.
Around it, I would say I would probably give it like a 7.
What?
I mean, just...
Rewind.
Outside of us getting married... Just all of the outside factors, I would probably give it a 7 just because there were tons of things that went wrong. And that's my number one advice to anybody that's planning a wedding. Just be prepared for stuff to go wrong, okay? Because it ain't gonna be perfect. Yeah, it's just not gonna be perfect. Something is gonna happen. And I don't want to say, like, it doesn't even have to be anything major.
Exactly. But with that, though, it's still perfect, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's,
yeah, no, it was still, still our perfect day.
And I'm talking about just in general. You were saying, you know, that it doesn't always go according to plan. That it can be, but remember, as you're going through the process and you might feel like, oh, my God, it's falling apart. It's still perfect. Like, you still are going to be marrying the woman or the man of your dreams. Right. Like, so,
and that's really all that matters.
So focus on the big stuff, even though I know the small stuff will stress you out because it did us as well. Mm-hmm. But, you know, just a tip there.
Yeah, that definitely a tip. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, the marriage is 100 times more important than the wedding.
Absolutely.
100%, hands down, it's what's more important.
That's right. So, can we do hands up?
Up,
down, hands up,
around, that's that. So let's see. So what I'm trying to think, maybe we should give you like just kind of an idea of maybe what we mean of some things that didn't happen the way that they were supposed to. So we got married outside in August in Indianapolis, and Midwest weather is
unpredictable.
August is probably the hottest month. I'm not really sure why I went with August. It is the hottest month.
Well, because
because it's the only date that they had available. I wanted to get married on 9/10/11, September 10th, 2011, because it was a Saturday that year. But what I didn't realize was that everybody and their mama wanted to get married on that day. Mm-hmm. And we had kind of a late start in planning our wedding. Like, we didn't get engaged until January of that year.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
by that time, there was like no place available with 9, 10, 11. Because
people
open.
Usually book, you know, years, couple years or a year in hand, you know, sometimes.
So we were stuck with August 20th, and it's like the hottest month in Indy, like of summer is the hottest month. And then it started to rain. It sprinkled. We got married outside, and it started to sprinkle. Now, I will say this, that I never knew. I did not know until after the fact. Like, nobody said anything to me. I wasn't, like, looking out the window. I was too busy getting ready. Mm-hmm. Like, so that was great. I had great people around me to keep, you know, keep all of that stuff to themselves and not stress me out because I had no clue. But it started sprinkling. It so did. That kind of delayed the start of our wedding a little bit. And then,
but then it stopped. God is good.
God is good. It stopped. And it was, you know, beautiful.
He was just happy. He was so happy. He had tears.
He just had to cry for us one good time.
Yeah, tears of joy for us. Thank you, Jesus.
So that was one thing that happened. What was happening with your dad?
So my dad, at this point in time, my dad was, you know, in a wheelchair. Mm-hmm. But he could still walk. He could still walk. He just was very reliant on the wheelchair. Mm-hmm. So he didn't want to make the trek down the ramp and then come down and actually sit in the seats. So there was a top balcony where we came out and walked down the stairs.
Mm-hmm. He stayed up there, didn't he?
He stayed up there.
I completely forgot about that.
Yeah, so I was, when I found out about that, I was in the groom's area. I was pretty upset.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, you know, really? Yeah. Like, seriously? Like, honestly? Like, for real? Like, yo.
Like you can't make it down here, shawty.
So, I mean, I can't remember who calmed me down. So I was just like, calm down. But, you know, I mean, just on your wedding day, you know.
Right. Yeah. You want it to be perfect. I want my parents to be sitting there in the front row.
So, yeah, nerves obviously are a factor as well. Because, you know, just, but, you know, at the same time, I mean, it wasn't that big of a deal. But at the moment, you're going to make things a lot of times bigger deal than they are.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, So
let's see. Speaking of dads, my father didn't show up. this is actually the first time I've really talked about this.
I don't think she's ever talked
about
it.
I don't think I've ever talked about this. Like, I kind of don't even talk about it on, you know, like YouTube or anything. But he didn't show up. And I'm not going to say why. That's not really my story to tell.
No.
Nothing
to do with us.
Nothing to do with us, but, you know.
Yeah.
His stuff.
Yeah.
But he did not show up. So we waited until, until we could, last moment, you know, maybe he was going to show up and he didn't. So I kind of already knew that that was a possibility. I mean, I know my father. I knew what he was going through. So I had a backup, and my stepfather was there as the backup. He already had the tux, everything. Like, I made sure
we prepared for
that just in case my dad didn't make it. And, yeah, he did it. So my stepfather, he stepped right in, and he was there, and he walked me down the aisle, and it was amazing. Like, it was great that I prepared, because I could have been like, oh, no, you know, he'll be there, and could have been left with my mama walking me down the aisle or something, which wouldn't have been bad. I love my mama.
No, I would have came. Daddy would have came and walked you down the aisle.
No, you would not have walked Daddy me down, walked the, you down aisle, the aisle. Sweetheart.
And then
I
real
would
quick,
not,
handed you off.
I would not have been okay with that.
I would have done both parts. Both parts. Handed you off to me and then said thank you to me. And, no, that, you know.
No. So I was just prepared that I had. I was just happy that I was prepared and I had a backup. So that was a big deal because
she held it together, y'all.
You have to process.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm getting ready to walk down the aisle. I'm getting ready to marry the love of my life. And I'm not getting ready to walk down this aisle with my dad. Like, that was a tough pill to swallow.
Yeah.
But you still have to get married. So you still have to put your game face on and push through it. And that's exactly what I did. And it was, you know what I'm saying? I mean, once I got in the moment, once I got to the top of the stairs and saw everybody there and saw Babe, like, it was perfect. Like, I wasn't thinking about that. But then fast forward to when we needed to use the PA system, the microphone system.
The rain.
Messed it all the way up.
All the way up. So,
like, so I had prepared a surprise for Chad. I sang a song. I had it recorded. And it was going to play while we did the sand ceremony. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't get to play. Like, the speakers.
I had no clue, though.
Yeah, he had no clue that was coming, but it was just like,
so I didn't know anything was wrong.
Yeah, he didn't know anything was wrong. We had musicians there. I had a really good friend of mine playing the saxophone. He played the saxophone when I came down the aisle, and then there was someone playing the keys. So he just got on there and played something while we did the sand ceremony. Babe had absolutely no clue, but I was like, are you freaking kidding me right now? Like, are you kidding me? I was so upset because I put all this time into recording this song. And you know, like, that was my gift to him.
It was beautiful.
And yeah, so that was the situation. But thankfully, we had a keys player, and he went in
and made it work. Again, she held it together because I had no clue.
Yeah, Babe had absolutely no clue. So then, let's see, we got married. Yay! Walked back
to the stairs.
To the stairs.
As soon as she hit that stairs, first step,
and I broke down.
Oh my goodness.
I literally, like, I had held it together for as long as I could. I legit broke down. Like, what was going through your mind?
I'm like,
you're probably like, it's not that bad, sweetie.
I'm like, dang, girl, I look good right now, don't you think? Shawty, I'm a teen. He's a teen. No, I was just like, I mean, my first instinct was just like, you know, what's wrong? You know, let's. You know, I just tried to, you know, just held her hand. We walked up the stairs and then just tried to keep her, you know, shielded so nobody see that she was crying or anything.
Right. The wedding party, they were kind of around. They got to see.
Yeah, but I mean, I was just, you know, I never thought that she was like, oh my God, what'd I do?
Yeah, I think I kept like assuring you
that it wasn't you. She said, no, it's not you. It's my dad. And then she said, it's my dad. Like, she said one little thing.
Process.
I think so. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
So then once I figured out what everything was, then, you know, I mean, I completely
altogether
understood.
Yeah. I mean, but it was a for real situation.
It was. I mean, let me tell you something on my side that I forgot about was the fact that, since it was an outdoor wedding, I didn't have to wear a jacket, technically, according to your rules. I was wearing a jacket.
Sweetie,
I was overdressed, and I don't appreciate that.
First of all, when you're the groom, you are required to always have a tux jacket on, okay?
Oh, like, the rules change so much, y'all. I'm just messing with her because she knows.
Yeah, he's such a hot mess. But yeah, it was a situation. So it took me a minute to get it together, you guys.
He did. Like, she calmed down.
I calmed down eventually, but I had to have my moment to cry. Like, I didn't have a chance to process that my dad's not here, the music isn't freaking working. Like, what else is going going to go wrong.
Man,
so,
she was.
Yeah, it was.
She was distraught. And I could tell she was just, it was just, she was upset and disappointed. It was like more of like a disappointment.
Yeah.
Slash, you know, upset because you're so disappointed.
Absolutely.
You know, so once we just, you know, once, I mean, you know, this was my first chance of really being able to console her, you know, to having to be on our wedding day. right. Lucky me. Yeah. So
Two for one.
Yay. But I got a chance to, you know, console her and yeah. you know, and I think really be there for her, you know, and let her know that it's okay, that, you know, it doesn't matter about any of that stuff.
Right.
You know, that it's,
it doesn't,
that we're married. We get to, you know, every day is a fresh start, you know, and we live every day that way too. So, I mean, you know, it's just, but I think that was cool for us as well, because we were launching into something, you know, really big for us.
Yeah.
You know?
But also another feeling I think that was part of that was that everything was about to change.
Yeah.
I had quit my job. I moved out of my apartment.
Yeah.
We were getting ready to go to honeymoon. But I think it was all of that too, because I was like, I'm getting ready to move away to this small town.
Yes.
The worst.
Yes.
Like, it was just a combination of things, I think, it all hit me at that moment. So I needed to process.
It was a lot of change for Gabriel, more than me, because I mean, I knew Savannah. I knew I had a job there. I knew people there. Gabriel did not know. I mean, anybody. So, you know, it was just a lot of it, you know, and then, so she already had those emotions anyways, but then when her dad,
everything on top,
the PA
of
system,
it,
all that stuff came in, it just was a time for her to
okay, I need a moment to cry.
Yeah. So she got through it though.
I did. I pushed through it, got my makeup right. We took our pictures and we had a fantastic reception. Our reception was so much fun.
Oh my goodness.
Like, we danced, we laughed, and they even played the song while we were eating.
Yeah.
I think, like, while we were eating right before the toast,
and
they
I was just listening to
this.
I was like,
that was the most embarrassing thing ever, because you're like sitting there, and we had a sweetheart table, so it was just us sitting at the table, and like everybody was like looking at us, and I'm like, this is so embarrassing.
No,
it wasn't
it
supposed to happen
amazing.
This way, but babe enjoyed the song, and that's all that matters.
I loved it. She did so amazing.
It was good. Everything was great.
It was. And little does she know that on our, like, probably like our 10-year anniversary, I'm gonna return the favor. I'm gonna record a song and I'm gonna sing it for her.
I cannot.
Let me give you a little snippet right now, girl.
Oh, okay. Next.
Thank you for these 10 years, girl. Remember that wedding where you broke down? Guess what? It's 10 years later, and you still down. But in
I'm
a good
down?
Well, down like we down like oh, you, you know okay. you down, but in a good way. That's all I have to say.
Okay.
All right. That's enough. That's just a little snippet, y'all. You're welcome.
So, okay. Platinum. I feel like we just did a whole lot of talking, but we ain't really talked about nothing.
Yeah. Well, we told you about our wedding. So here's the question.
Yeah.
So here's the question, so we don't forget.
What would you have done differently if you can go back, basically?
Yes. Go ahead, sweetie.
Well, I'm trying to kind of formulate my thoughts.
Okay.
Too,
all right. Well, here's what I would have done differently.
Okay.
Step one, try to be more involved, just because, but it was tough for me because I was in Tennessee. I hated putting all of it on Gabrielle because I felt like, you know, she had a lot that she was working still and she was trying to do that. So I felt like, but I couldn't really help with nothing. Mm-hmm. So I wish if we would have had more time, which we didn't really. So, I mean, it was kind of like, well, you know, we could have waited.
Made it work.
I mean, we could have waited longer, but
we didn't want to.
We didn't want to. We knew we wanted to be together. And we, you know, so, I mean, she couldn't resist this. I mean, but yeah. So I think that if I could have been more involved, I would have loved to, just to be able to take some of that pressure off of her.
Yeah.
But luckily, you know, she had really supportive friends that helped her. And her mom was really supportive, and you know, and
oh, absolutely. I wasn't alone.
Yeah,
I had
exactly.
People that were able to go through it with me and help me, and go see places with me. And
yeah,
go look at dresses with me. Like, you know, so it wasn't like I was doing it all by myself.
Yeah.
So that's number one for you. You wish you would have helped more.
Wish I've been able to help more. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't have too many. I know you've got. I know what your first one is.
What is my first one about?
Is it about the moolah?
Yes.
Is it about the moolah?
The first thing I would have done differently, first of all, is stuck to the budget, because I didn't. and yeah. it would have been a significantly lower budget.
I mean,
significantly lower budget. I honestly don't even think that if I could go back, I'm not even sure that I would have a wedding like that. Like, I feel like if I could do it differently, I would have had a more intimate ceremony and we would have bought out on that honeymoon. Like,
yeah,
know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess I feel like
we spent
that.
Way too much money on the wedding.
A lot of people we invited, and about what do you think? Like, we invited like 200 or so, and I think like 160-ish.
Well, I think we probably it wasn't like 40 people that didn't show up. It was probably only like 20 people that didn't show up. Maybe like 15 to 20, if that. Mm-hmm. So I think we ended up with like, I don't know, like 130 or something. I really don't remember, honestly.
Yeah. But,
I think we planned for 150.
And that's because we let her mom do the guest list. And look, I love her mom, but let me tell you something about her mom. Lord. When she's doing a guest list, she's like, well, do you think your 14th cousin will want to come? You know, your 14th cousin's on your daddy's uncle's brother's side.
Oh, wait, well, we went to their wedding and they... Here's another tip. It is your wedding.
So you do the guest list.
You do the guest list.
Or you have a bunch of people you don't know.
Especially if you're paying for it.
Yes.
Now, if you have parents that are paying for it or helping out, they get to throw some folk on the list.
Yes.
But if they ain't paying for it, they don't get no say, man. Because some of these people, if you got to explain to me how this person is my cousin or when the last time I saw them, again? You don't need to be at my wedding.
Yeah, like, we love you still, but we don't know you.
But from afar. Yeah, like, you don't need to be there. Yeah. So that is a huge tip, man. Make sure you go comb over that guest list and only have people there that mean something to you.
That you really have a connection with.
Yeah. Something to you. Because there were so many people there.
We just didn't know who they were.
That I ain't seen in years.
I'm like, who's that sweetheart? And she's like, I don't know. Ask my mama.
I can't remember. Like, I can't remember her name. So, yeah, that's definitely, a tip.
A tip.
And, man, if I could have just stayed on budget, like, first of all, if babe could have just let me know when I got off budget, he never let me know that I was off budget.
No.
And I'm mad about that because...
Shame, man.
I am mad about that because I would have dialed it back. Like, what did you think I was going to be upset? Like, what was going through your head? Like, why didn't you say, babe, we need to trim some stuff?
Well, first of all,
now,
you're Gabe. I don't call you babe, okay? First of all, no, it's play.
You don't call me Gabe either.
I don't either. What I call
what
you?
What do you hey, call me?
I call you babe. Hey, babe. No, I don't.
No.
Hey, sweetheart. Sweetheart.
Sweetheart. That's you sweetheart. What you call me.
Or Gabriel.
Yeah, I call you Gabriel. It's weird when he calls me Gabriel.
I call him Gabriel. So I think the reason I never said anything was because, for one, I mean, she deserved the wedding that she wanted and more. So my goal in life at the time was to make sure I could give her, every time she asked for something or saying we needed something or whatever, my goal was just be like, cool, here you go. I mean, you know, why tell you no on, you know, one of the most special days of your life if I don't have to?
If you don't have the money, it needs to be a no, okay?
Hey, it got paid.
Hey, it got paid after the fact. So here's the thing. We had a budget. We set this budget. Mm-hmm. I don't even remember.
I don't even remember what it was, though.
I think our budget was like 18 to 20.
With the honeymoon?
I think so. I think that's what it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
It ended up being more than that. But I think that's exactly. But we had a conversation about this up front. And I asked him what a good budget for us would be. But he threw out these numbers. So it's not like I came to him and was like, I need a $20,000 wedding. Babe gave me this budget. But what he failed to mention was that was all the money he had. That was like his entire savings at the time. Why?
But see,
why would you give me a budget of our entire savings?
Well, and another thing too, I thought that I was going to have more money because I was actually paying for my parents a lot of their bills at the time because they were just struggling. So I was paying a lot of their bills. So including like where they was living and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So that was supposed to have stopped.
Oh, that's right.
But it didn't.
Yeah.
So I don't regret, you know, helping my parents out. I love them and, you know, I mean, heck, I could do it, you know, and yeah, it was worth it. And, you know, it helped them. But at the same time, I wasn't going to sacrifice what Gabrielle wanted just because I was still paying that. So
you're
I
so
just,
sweet.
I told her to keep it pushing and she never knew.
I found out.
She found out.
I appreciate you, sweetie, doing everything you could to give me the wedding of my dreams. Well, I really do appreciate that.
I know you did.
I did.
I know you did.
But if I could go back, I would have just done it completely different because we were married and broke. Like, no money to spend on our honeymoon. We were like, well, let's just open our wedding gifts before we leave. And by the grace of God, we had gotten enough cash to spend on our honeymoon because we didn't have anything.
We were low.
We were going to be on our honeymoon mm-hmm. when I got paid. So
we knew some money were going to come.
That we knew it was going to come, but that wasn't until like probably like our fifth day there or something like that. So, and then it was an issue there. Like, I didn't even get paid the right way. I had to call. We was on our honeymoon. Remember that? I had to call. Like,
we were in the little computer lab.
We were in the little
computer lab
trying to get it together. That is so funny when I think about now, but like we was,
man.
And that's, we didn't really do like a lot of activities on our, everything was inclusive. We went to Jamaica. So everything was paid for. So like our meals and, you know, alcohol and all of that stuff. But we didn't really do a whole lot of like, you know, parasailing.
And I don't think that was because of lack of money, because we had the money to, I mean, but we just didn't.
I think that a lot of it was lack of money too, though.
Was it?
Yeah. I think so.
I don't think so.
You just thought we was just being boring on our honeymoon?
We wasn't boring, though. We were just hanging out eating grilled cheese with tomatoes. Yep.
We was relaxing.
We went out into the city. But we went to the hair supply store in the city.
We did. We went to the beauty supply store.
She's like, I need to go to the beauty supply store. I'm like, really?
I mean, who don't want to see a beauty supply store in Jamaica? I want to see a beauty supply store wherever I go.
It looked the exact same.
But you just never know.
But it was just smaller aisles.
You just never know. It was really smaller aisles. So yes, what I would have done differently is spent way less money. Is that right? Way less money? Probably not. But
It works.
Y'all know what I'm trying to say. I probably would have slashed our budget in half.
Yeah.
And maybe put more money towards a honeymoon. Like, we could have stayed longer, or we could have went overseas for our honeymoon. You know what I'm saying? Like, just, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so many things.
But then just also put like a little bit of in savings so that when we got to Savannah,
we would just
had a cushion to, because I knew she might want to change things, and it was her home now. So, you know, she needed to.
And I wasn't working. I had quit my job. So I didn't have a job when we first got to Tennessee.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that would have been the biggest thing that I would have done.
Your job was my hot, beautiful wife.
Yeah.
That was your job at the moment.
It was, because I wasn't doing nothing.
And you got perfect reviews.
But you know what? I think about that sometimes, like, what was I doing? Like, before I had Chad Jr. But you know what I was doing? I was building a brand.
She was.
I was building Gay Babe TV.
She was.
Like,
Gabriel, look, the reason that y'all have the podcast, Gay Babe TV, the Gabe Fix, I mean,
it all started in
GayBabeTV.com. I mean, whatever, is because of Gabrielle's perseverance through just figuring out YouTube. You know, that was back in 2011. You know, she made some videos, but it's just you really are. I mean, no. So I want to tell you, I appreciate.
Thanks.
Your hard work.
Thank you.
I mean, yes.
Who knew? We flipped. You were the breadwinner when we got into this.
Yeah, and then she became the breadwinner.
Yeah, like, and I mean, then, now it's ours. Together,
yeah, now it's ours. So it just.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Craziness.
Crazy.
Cool, though.
So, yeah, those are, I guess, our two biggest.
Yeah.
Regrets or things that we would have done differently.
And I don't like the word regret, though.
Yeah, I don't like the word regret.
We don't use regret. And because, well, you know, I'm telling why.
No,
we don't use regret.
Go for it.
We don't use the word regret because why regret something when you can't change it?
Yeah.
How about just learn from it, do better, and, you know, and then you can look back on it as a lesson learned. Like, just regret, I just feel like, is a word that, you know, you're spending your time regretting. It makes me feel like you're being sad about it. Like, oh, I wish I would have done this differently. Instead of just saying, well, I wish I would have done this differently. What could I have done? Let me fix it. Okay, I will never do that again. And then, you know, keep it pushing.
Right. Because most times there are lessons attached to things that we so-called regret, in quotations. But it's like, do you regret the lesson that you learned from that? No.
No, not at all.
maybe you would have wished it went another way, or you would have learned this lesson another way, but sometimes you just got to go through it.
Hey, it is what it is.
To learn the lesson. So those are the things we would have done differently. You know what? And I would also say, I don't know, looking back, have people in your wedding that mean something to you as well. Because if I could go back, probably a couple folks that I wouldn't have had standing up there with me, honestly. Like, I mean, I don't know, you know, like, because, I mean, one, like, it maybe it's only one person that I'm really thinking of, but just have people there that really mean something to you and are there for you, and don't feel obligated to put people in your wedding
just because
you've known them for years, or because you might feel pressure about putting them, or because they your cousin, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, have people there that really mean something
to you. Yeah, never feel obligated to put someone in your wedding because they want to be there.
Yes.
Because it's not their choice. You know what I'm saying? So I completely agree with that. Like, you know, I mean, my crew was good on my side, but at the same time, like, there was, you know, I mean, there was a couple. I'm glad that they were in it now, but at the time, they were just because I needed to match numbers with Gabrielle. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, but I'm thankful they weren't, because, you know, I built a stronger relationship with them from that.
That's
so
true.
So I don't regret having, you know, on my side, but I can see how on your side they're, you know, you're just like, meh. Mm. Yeah.
I could, you know, take them or leave them.
Yeah.
No offense to them, you know.
But, absolutely not.
So, yeah. Let's see. Do we have any advice on wedding planning? We've been kind of trying to give advice
along the way.
Oh, another tip that I have is to at least get a planner for
the
end of it. So if you want to plan your wedding and you want to do things yourself, you don't really want to pay for somebody to do the grunt work for you, at least having someone
to run the show.
To run the show is a necessity. Like, imperative. Our wedding planner stepped in, I'd say, the week before the wedding and got everybody on point. Like, she's sending all the emails with all the information for the rehearsal stuff, with our rehearsal dinner, when you need to be there, where you need to be, so that you don't have a bunch of folks contacting
coming
you trying
to
get
you know
the
that's
information.
How it's gonna work.
Because you know that's how it is. Like,
they'll contact you like 2 minutes before you start to get married.
Right.
Like, so
hey,
where do I sit? Do I sit on the left or...
I'm sorry, this is my wedding day.
Exactly.
So if you want a planner, but you don't want one for the entire time you're planning your wedding, just invest for one at the end.
Absolutely.
Like, because that's when it comes in handy. And she filtered everything.
She did. She did a great job.
Things that were going on, I had no clue about because she filtered it. Like, it didn't even come to me. So
that's right.
She was a lifesaver, man. I tell anybody, you need a wedding planner at least the week before you get married on through the end, because, it's crazy. What else? Definitely need a wedding planner. Definitely stick to your budget. Mm-hmm. Be honest with your fiance what you can do.
Yeah.
Just be honest about the budget.
Stick to your budget. So, yeah, basically,
stick to it.
Create a budget, stick to the budget no matter what.
Yes.
Because, and then leave, and do it the way that Gabrielle said. You're going to spend the bulk, obviously, probably on a wedding because weddings are just more expensive, but. Like, make sure that you've... So I say wedding, honeymoon, and then savings. And you know, just to have... Yeah. Those are your three buckets I believe you should have, just from our experience.
Yeah. Don't spend up all your money planning this wedding.
Yeah.
Like,
absolutely.
It's just not
you gotta
even
eat when you
it.
Get back.
And when I tell you that you're not going to remember most of this day, you're not going to remember most of this day. Like, thank God we had someone come and video. I can go back and watch the wedding, or else I would not remember any of it, honestly.
Life doesn't stop. Like, while you're in the moment, you're just so busy, especially as a bride.
It goes by so quick.
Everybody wants to take a picture
or
be next to the bride. Mm-hmm. Like, the groom, they don't care much about it. Like, you know, whatever.
I mean, but they still.
Dude in a suit. they could have had his jacket off. Why is he wearing a jacket? No, but yeah, I mean, the bride, man. You know, you're jam-packed.
You're going from one place to another. Yeah. People are pulling at you every which way. So
plus, you were, woo, girl. Oh,
thank you. Now, I'm glad we broke the budget on that dress now, honey.
Girl.
That dress, man.
Man.
I love that dress. I just want to put it on and just wear it.
I'm not even going to talk about that night.
No, we're not going to talk about that. We are not talking about that at
all. Let's make out, girl.
But, so stick to the budget.
Mm-hmm.
Hire a planner, at least for the end. Be prepared that things will go wrong, but that's okay.
It is.
It's okay. It's not the end of the world. Enjoy the day, because like we said, it goes by so quick. So just enjoy it. Being the center of attention for a whole day. Like, it is your day to just relish in that. And, you know, just be happy that you're getting ready to marry the love of your life.
Absolutely.
Like, think about what's getting ready to happen. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because the wedding, it comes and goes. But after that, you got this whole marriage that you have.
That you have to continue to build the foundation of. So
absolutely.
Yeah, just if you invested the money into that, enjoy it.
Yeah.
Enjoy the money you just spent.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, because that money doesn't come back, obviously. But the time doesn't come back. And then, you know, it goes back to the same thing I said before in one of the other podcasts, is just don't sweat the small stuff. Just enjoy the moment. Live each day. Like, if you don't, then you're going to look back and say, you know, you can look back and say, I ruined my own dang wedding day because I was
stressed out,
had a booty tube the whole time.
Upset.
You know, like for no reason. Now, Gabrielle, I'm impressed because
She
pushed through, and then she had a little breakdown, and then she was back to being happy and smiley.
And I had a blast.
Exactly. But if she would have let that consume her, that could have ruined her entire reception.
It's true.
You know what I mean? And she wouldn't have enjoyed any of it, but she didn't. She pushed through because, I mean, it's a big day. You're supposed to enjoy it.
And, I think that's all the tips that I have, or the advice. I mean, like, there's so many things that you can Google about, actually planning a wedding. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, just, I Pinterest a lot. I Googled a lot. Like, I didn't know nothing about planning a wedding. I bought a bunch of books with checklists and things know how to keep myself on track with what needed to be done, you know. Like, and that's all stuff that's doable. You don't have to pay somebody to tell you what needs to be done.
Exactly.
There's so much free information out there. Don't be afraid to use it. Don't feel like you have to spend money on somebody to keep you on task. Like,
that's right.
There's so much out there that you can do on your own. That's all I got,
man,
for the wedding. But oh, another thing, have a honeymoon. Please go on a honeymoon.
Go on a honeymoon.
It is essential, even if it's just for 2 to 3 days.
Exactly. You need to go and just really enjoy, just really seal the deal.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
More ways than one. Exactly. Pun intended.
Yes.
Pun intended. I mean, so you need to go and seal the deal. Mm-hmm. You guys are officially married, and that is big. So go and celebrate that.
Absolutely.
The wedding is not, I mean, it's the reception is kind of like celebrating the wedding, but it's not, for me, the celebration is really, you know, that's really a lot of times, I think, for everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like for all your supporting cast, they're coming to support you. So it's kind of a show you put on for everybody,
right?
Isn't
that the craziest thing, though, that everybody's coming to support you, but you got to pay for everything? Isn't that crazy? Like, I talk about this all the time, like, with my bestie. She's like, why can't people buy tickets to your wedding? We buy tickets to every other banquet. Why?
Because I guess it's not tradition. We about to start up, that man. Tradition.
That tradition will mess you up, okay? Yeah. Anyway, that's all we have. We do have an Ask Gabe and Babe question. Do you feel like we have enough time?
We can spend a couple minutes on it.
Okay.
Where it's like 45 minutes.
I know. We'd be trying, right, y'all, not to go overboard.
So we'll spend a couple minutes on it. It's a very involved question. but it speaks of regret, so I think it'll fit.
Yeah. Well, I feel like I have to set it up.
Well, you can set it up.
So she starts off by saying, I'm a 25-year-old who solves serious issues at work, but cannot solve this one in relationships. 6 years ago, I met a special guy at school while on exchange in the U.S. And there was an undeniable first sight connection, but we never spoke a word. So he tried to talk to me several times, but I was too scared to take the second step. And I don't know how, but I found his social media accounts. So fast forward, he transferred and she would check his social media accounts for 2 years after he transferred. So then she decided to confess to him, I guess, her feelings. He never responded. Mm-hmm. And this is on social media. So fast forward, she saw that he was in a relationship. And then she went to her friend's wedding, and I guess it brought up all these emotions again. She checked back, and he was single. I'm hoping that I'm summing.
Hopefully,
this
we're
up,
not
right?
butchering this.
I know, right? She was so worried about this guy that nothing ever happened mm-hmm. with that. She was just holding on to this memory.
Yeah.
So her question is, how do I get over regret that I did not use the opportunity to love and be loved? All of that to say, yeah, how do I get over that regret of not saying something or not taking the leap with this guy that,
I mean,
could have been her forever? I don't know.
You know, well, here's the thing. I believe that you're forever, you know, will, I mean, is out there, you know, so, and it'll happen how it's supposed to happen. But as of right now, when it comes to feeling regret, I mean, it goes back to what I said about feeling regret. Like, at the end of the day, if you feel that you've done everything you can to possibly make this work or possibly rekindle it or, you know, reconcile, whatever, I know you said you use the word reconciliation, but just to try to let this person know you have feelings and you would love to explore them, then if you know that you've done all of that, then just forgive yourself for whatever you think you've done wrong, and you know, let it go. It's the biggest thing is just letting go of what you're blaming yourself for. You're blaming yourself for something in this situation where you feel like you've screwed up, or maybe there's just not a reason. Maybe you didn't do anything wrong,
right?
You know, maybe he didn't do anything wrong. Maybe it just wasn't, the time wasn't right. I mean, mm-hmm. so stop blaming yourself for, stop thinking that something had to have went wrong or someone that had to be at fault.
Yeah.
Just forgive yourself, and you know, and then also just look at how you can maybe improve yourself, you know, so you don't feel so regretful over situations, you know, like,
yeah, like this, it seems like you've been holding on to this for years. Like, this is a really, really long time, and shoulda, coulda, wouldas will get you in a whole heap of trouble because
you miss your blessings.
You miss your complete blessings. Your mind will go down this road and mm-hmm. just this black hole thinking about what would have happened, what could have happened, what should have happened.
Yes.
But what happened? That's what you have to look at, is what happened. And you had a whole person in front of you who wanted to love you, and you couldn't even see that because you were so worried about somebody that probably wasn't thinking about you.
Yeah, I mean,
honestly, like, you have to think of it that way. Like, I can only deal with what is in front of me.
Absolutely.
And what I know. It could have been the best relationship of your life. It could have also been the worst relationship of your life. You never know,
but
know
if you don't
that.
Give it a chance.
You didn't give it a chance.
You're cheating yourself.
I mean, but at this point, no, I'm talking about the guy that you keep thinking about. Yeah, like, but you'll never know. You'll never know. So it's like, you are missing opportunities that could be right in front of you. And you don't, like Chad said, you don't want to miss your blessing. Like, I would just advise you to let go and move on.
Absolutely.
And the best way I can tell you to do that is to pray about it.
Yes.
Give it to God, and you have to take your hands off.
But maybe
of it.
Even go talk to someone if you need to.
Absolutely.
Like, if you feel like you need to, like, if some reason there's something that you're harboring, that you're blaming, mm-hmm. you know, go and seek counsel. I mean, whether it is, you know, obviously pray first, like Gabrielle said, or maybe go to your pastor, or go to a close confidant or friend that might be able to give you an outside perspective, or to an actual therapist. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, it's absolutely. I think it would be great to talk to somebody else, like a professional, about this, because they can help you see sides that you don't necessarily, things that you wouldn't necessarily think of. Like, they can see a whole unbiased perspective. Mm-hmm. And I think that you also need to let go of him on social media. You need to just stop. Like, I don't believe that you guys are friends. Like, it doesn't seem
like. It doesn't sound like it.
It doesn't sound like you guys have an actual friendly relationship where you talk or you catch up. Like,
it seems like you're having feelings.
Yeah.
And he doesn't. And
you got to let that go.
And you're putting yourself through
misery.
Pain and misery.
Yeah, for what?
Um,
yeah. So right now, go ahead and unfollow him on all the social media that you're following him on, because it's just not, it's not worth the pain or the agony or whatever feelings you have when you come across his page, or if you're lonely one night and you're scrolling, seeing what he's doing. Why would you want to see a picture of him with someone else? He is living his best life, and you could be doing the same thing too.
And you deserve to be living your best
life. So I hope that this helps.
Yeah,
I mean, we
did our best with what we had.
So. When you guys send in these questions, we do our best with what you give us. So.
And I know we know you can't give out everything, because that would be, you know, stories obviously are longer than a little paragraph.
But we really appreciate you guys
we do.
Sending in your, you know, your issues or whatever it is you want. If you have anything that you want us to talk about, please email us with the hashtag Ask Gabe and Babe as a subject, so we can talk about your situation or maybe help you out, let you know how we would handle it. And you guys, I think that's it for the show.
I think that is a wrap, yo.
That is a wrap.
Episode 4 in the books.
Yes. And somebody made a mention that we should put the episode in the title of the podcast. So maybe we'll do that.
Maybe we'll do that. On the YouTube video, what do y'all think about that? So as y'all are
Put it in the YouTube videos. I went back and put them in the YouTube videos. So we'll probably do that. So yeah, guys, we will... we'll be back.
We will. We'll be back.
Next week. Next Thursday.
And we're getting just another... Next week will be another week closer to baby girl, y'all.
Ain't that crazy?
Craziness.
I can't believe it.
But let's not get in a tangent and get running again with more words.
No, right?
We will. So
thanks for hanging out with us, guys.
You know where to follow us. Make sure you like. Make sure you like the podcast. Rate us. Please leave a review. And let us know where you follow us from. Like, you know, where do you listen to us?
Yeah.
We'd love to know that. But yes, thank you so much. We're going to talk to you next time.